From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of the battle in a televised speech calling it a new dawn.
We call on our brave troops to start the push to liberate the rest of the city and to liberate people from the oppression and terrorism of Islamic State.
U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis.
The West Mosul operation, as you know, has been underway in terms of isolating the area for some time now. The attack into the city is something I don't want to go into details about because I owe confidentiality to the troops who are actually making the attack.
Mattis also said the U.S. does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Trump has been in the past advocating as spoils for American military activity there and to prevent the Islamic State group from selling it. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq for an unannounced visit, which comes on the second day of the Mosul military offensive to push ISIS out. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he is hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce new momentum toward peace in Syria.
It's time to try again some intra-Syrian talks, keeping Astana focused only on the cessation of hostilities and Geneva, and therefore all of you, the UN, the international community, involved in trying to see whether there is any space at this stage for a political discussion.
Meantime, the Syrian coalition president said the opposition is prepared to negotiate a political solution. De Mistura said any political solution has to be inclusive. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said President Donald Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of an order banning immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations from entering the United States.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference in Germany Saturday, Kelly said the new version of the travel order will take into better consideration those with either work visas or so-called green card payment permanent residency permits. Federal judges who suspended the ban earlier this month ruled it illegally targeted Muslims on religious grounds and had to be put into effect without due care or preparation. Diplomatic tensions are rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Kim Jong-nam died en route to a hospital last Monday after he was reportedly accosted and poisoned by two women at the Kuala Lumpur airport while waiting to take a flight to Macau. South Korea's spy agency says Kim Jong-un issued a standing order for his half-brother's assassination. The person who President Trump selects to be the next national security advisor will have full authority over staffing decisions for the National Security Council, the NSC. Mr. Trump's chief of staff said Sunday on Fox News, the new director will have total and complete say over the makeup of the NSC and all of its components. That issue over control was reportedly one of the reasons former Navy Admiral Robert Howard turned down the job last week. Howard was Trump's first choice to replace Michael Flynn, who was ousted after 24 days on the job. Trump asked Flynn, a former Army general, to resign because he misled the vice president about phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador to Washington before the new administration assumed power. In other news at this hour, Somalia officials say nearly 40 people were killed and dozens more wounded when a car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital, Mogadishu. No one, so far, has claimed responsibility. Officials blame al-Shabaab militants. Somalia's new president has vowed to defeat al-Shabaab. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.